Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Everything you do makes me want to smile. Can I not like you for a while?
No,
you won't let me. You upset me, girl. And then you kiss my lips. All of a sudden I forget that I was upset. Can't remember what you did.
Out of toxic relationships and how to identify when you are in a toxic relationship. What happens a lot of time, people, we get into these relationships and
We have all these great expectations for our mate, whether it's male, female, or whatever it is. And then we end up having children with these people, knowing that the relationship is toxic and domestic violence start to come about in that relationship. And a lot of times people don't realize that they're in a toxic relationship because they're so in love that they're blinded by what's really going on. Now, there are different signs telling you whether you are in a toxic relationship, and a lot of times you don't want to hear it. You don't want to face the reality that you're actually in a toxic relationship. Now, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about being in a toxic relationship. Some people have been in marriages and stayed in the marriage and knowing that it was toxic because they were in fear of not having someone in their life, so they continue to be in it, whether it was for finances or for love. A lot of times people stay because they don't have the money to leave or because of the children. But in the long run, you're actually hurting your children, not just yourself, but your children. I've talked to several people, women and men, that have been in toxic relationships and wondering why they stay in those relationships and how they actually cope with being in a relationship with someone that is toxic. And I was telling one of my friends the other day, when you're in a relationship, and if that person, and I say this all the time if you know me, if that person is not pouring into you what you're pouring into them, you will be left on empty. And what I mean by that, let's say you're giving them your time, your money, I mean, whatever it takes to make that person happy, whatever that they want, you're trying to fulfill that man or that woman's everything that they want. And you find yourself, they're left on empty because they're not pouring back into you what you're pouring into them. Just like sowing a seed and watering it so that it can grow, so they can blossom. And you nurture that relationship, and your relationship is not being nurtured with what really matters, which is somebody that's going to respect you, that's going to care, and that's going to love you unconditionally. When things start to change in these toxic relationships, the people start to change. Then abuse comes about. First, it starts out with being verbally abusive. Then with verbal abuse becomes physical abuse. If somebody tell you, I'm going to choke you, believe that one day they're going to choke you. If they tell you they're going to shoot you, believe one day they are going to shoot you. Because if somebody loves you, that truly is in love with you, they're going to do everything in their power to show you that they love you. There's nothing that can make a person that's in love with you. I'm talking about the true meaning of love. We're not talking about somebody that is a toxic person. When they say, I'll kill you, I love you, you can't leave me, I'm going to kill you, understand that is not love. And a lot of times we get that confused saying, well, he or she loves me so much, she's willing to, you know, kill me and kill her or himself. That is not love. You got to go back to what the basis of love, what the Bible says love is. And it has nothing to do with somebody saying they're going to kill you or harm you because they love you so much they can't live without you. When somebody loves you that much, or love you, I'm talking about real love, they can let you go because they love you enough not to hurt you. I've always told people, if I can't be good to you, I'm damn sure not going to be bad for you. So I'd rather let you go before I do anything to hurt the person that I love. That is what love is. Love is willing to sacrifice your selfish ways so that person that you love can go on with their life, because you're hurting that person. When you love someone, you don't want to see them hurt. You don't want to see them cry. Just the mere thought of them crying should break you down because you love them so much. If you can see that man or that woman hurt and cry and walk away and laugh about it like it was okay, that person never loved you from the beginning, because love never hurts. Understand that that is toxic, and you got to get out. If you find yourself always crying, always hurting, then that relationship is not for you. If you're questioning all the time, does this person love me, then that is not the relationship for you. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about toxic relationships. Now, if you want to chime in on this particular topic and you've been a part of a toxic relationship and you stayed, why did you stay? I've heard women being abused in relationships and they continue to stay, or they find themselves trying to make love to this man, or figure that sex will cure everything. everything or make things okay if I give him more sex, if I do all these sexual pleasures and favors for this man, and most of the time it's the men, it's what sexual favors are done, to make him know that I love him, because I normally wouldn't do this for anyone else. Or if I give him money, if I buy him things and show him that I'm there, if I show up at his job with his lunch and, you know, take his kids here and there, or hang out with this person or that person, that he'll know I love him, but he's still being abusive to you. You know, he's beating on you because you're not what you say you are, or you're not saying what he wants to hear, or she. And we're not talking just about women and men doing this. There are some women that are that way too. You got to be, your phone got to be on when she calls. If it ain't on, it's going to be a problem. And if you're telling she going somewhere, put her on a speaker. That'll be in your pocket. That is abuse as well. That's abuse as well. So we're not just talking about, let me make sure this straight, because I don't want the men that's tuning in to feel like, oh, I'm harping on the men. No, if we're talking about being in a toxic relationship, there are men that have stayed in relationships knowing that it was not good for them. That woman has cheated. That woman has lied. That woman has been deceitful. She's got pregnant by other people, has passed that child off as yours, and you stayed because you love that woman. That woman talked to you in the kind of way, and you still stayed for that woman. That woman has slapped you in your face, spit in your face, called you all kind of bitches and hoes and everything. You still stay because you love that woman. It goes both ways. You just hear about it more when it's on the other end, when it's being done to the woman. But there are a lot of men that are suffering behind closed doors that have been in toxic relationships and decided to stay because of love or for whatever reason. But my thing is, nobody should subject themselves to this type of relationship, because a relationship is supposed to be built on a foundation that is not rocking. Not rock at all. And the foundation is laid is with love first. Let me step back. With trust, then love, because you can't have love with no trust. And if people, if you want to believe that you can have love with someone in a serious relationship with no trust, then you already failed yourself, because you cannot, I repeat, you cannot have a relationship that does not have trust and expect it to have love that's going to thrive and carry you through. And at my age, I'm at a point where I want love, and I have that in my husband, and I want longevity, and I have that with the man that I'm with, because a lot of times we're with people, and they are temporary people. You can't expect temporary people to be in a permanent relationship. Stop trying to have a permanent thing with somebody that is temporary. Stop trying to be right for the wrong person. Stop trying to get it together for somebody that ain't got it together. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about being in toxic relationships. And if you don't know that you're in a toxic relationship, let me tell you how to know that you're in a toxic relationship. Are you in a toxic relationship? Would you know if you are in one? Now, there were surveys that were done with over 100 people and experts that discovered that 89% of them felt that even half of those people are in toxic relationships. So they asked them, what are the most common telltale signs of a toxic relationship? Now, top of the list of the responses was that you spend more time fighting than enjoying each other. If you're in a relationship where you're always fighting and there's never any peace, you can't get a moment of peace. You find yourself every week after week, or every 3 days, you're fighting, and you find yourself, you know, and a lot of people like that. A lot of people like, they got to have that drama where they, we're talking about toxic people, they got to have that drama. They wrote a song about it, fighting, fussing, and fucking. And I'm just going to be straight up. They fight, fussing, and fucking. And the only way they can make up to start back fussing again, they have sex. And then they fuss again, and they just it's just a pattern that goes on and on. If you see that's going on in each of your relationships, you need to reevaluate yourself. And people say, well, I don't know what's going on. Write it down or ask somebody to be honest with you and be open to what they got to say to you. Now, if you're fighting and not enjoying each other, with the whooping 82% of the voter people saying that this is the things that happen in their toxic relationship, he seems hostile a lot. Is he or she angry a lot of the time? If you feel you are living with a lot of tension, feeling stressed, and not able to express yourself the way you want, your relationship is not healthy for you. You want to feel the safety and security to express your authentic self. If you're in a relationship and you can't truly tell your man or your woman how you truly feel, that is a problem. That's a sign of being in a toxic relationship. If he or she puts you down, does your significant other criticize or demean you? Are you on the edge much of the time because you feel that you can't please your partner or do anything right? Does he or she make fun of you and criticize you in public? In front of friends or family, does he or she act superior towards you or mock you? These are warning signs of an unhappy, dysfunctional relationship. Is he avoiding you? does, or is she avoiding you? Does it seem that he or she doesn't want to be around you? Maybe he or she gives a double message that make you feel confused, saying, of course, I love you, while not behaving in a loving manner. It's one thing for somebody to say they love you and to show they show that they love you. Now, if I told you all day long I hate you, but every time you see me I'm doing things to show that I love you, that I care, then which one would you believe? The fact that I say I hate you but I'm showing you that I love you, or if somebody tell you that they love you but they can't stand being around you and every time you call they, I'm busy, what's up, what you need, then that's a problem. Then what, when he she doesn't want to be physically affectionate, you end up feeling rejected. Meanwhile, he or she complains that you are too needy. In a relationship, that's what a relationship is built on. You have your affection and your passionate moments. If that person does not want that from you and saying that you're too needy for that point, we're talking about something that doesn't cost anything but their time in that moment, then you are in a toxic relationship. If he or she refuses to change or talk about a problem, that is a problem. You should be able to talk. Is your partner open to being influenced by you, or is he or she reflective? When you express how you feel and ask for what you want, does he or she listen and make an effort to meet your needs? If he or she refuses to acknowledge that your feelings and needs are important, refuse to go to counseling or talk to someone, you may be stuck in a toxic relationship. Then you need to ask yourself, what do I need to do for myself to be happy and satisfied with my life? Does he fight dirty? Name calling is a definite sign of toxicity in a relationship. Attempting to hurt someone with words and not the way to resolve conflict or communicate hurt feels. Now, problems usually escalate quickly when name calling is present, and it makes it especially difficult to create intimacy and connection in a relationship. Is he calling you a bitch, or she calling you a whole ass nigga, whatever? That's not the way to go. Fighting dirty and saying things to someone that you're supposed to love, that should never come out of your mouth. Again, if that person loves you, the last thing they're going to do is hurt you. And people say, well, words don't hurt. Words do hurt depending on who's saying it, who mouth is coming out of. Because if somebody in the street calls you out your name, that's one thing. But if somebody that you laying down with and you're there for and you're giving your all to, that hurts to the core. And it might as well be cutting you with a knife or shooting you with a gun, because those wounds take time to heal. So before you say anything that comes out your mouth, remember, do I love this person? Because when I put it out there, I cannot take it back. As my mother would say, it's like putting toothpaste in the tube. Once you squirt it out, you can't put it back in the tube. So if you can, before you put it out, understand that you cannot take it back. Now, you want yourself. You're never yourself. Do you change your likes, dislikes, and opinions when you're with your partner? Feeling like you can't be yourself and adjusting to please for fear of retaliation can be a sign of a toxic relationship. Now, it's important to be able to express yourself honestly, not to just express yourself, but to honestly express yourself in your relationship for the authentic love to grow. Now, is he or she more like an over-involved parent? I'm not talking about the kind who drives you to your violin recitals. I'm talking about the kind who decides your career, what school you go to, and who you hang out with. When your guy acts like this or your woman acts like this, an over-involved parent, he chooses which friends stay, which goals, or what kind of clothes you should wear. You've learned from the past experience that you thought your thoughts and opinions do not matter to him or her, and if you express them, you regret it. You will regret that later. You find that you say something or you want to express yourself, and then when you do, that person gets upset or makes you feel bad about it, and you hate you even saying anything in the beginning. Those are signs of a toxic relationship. Is he the king of guilt trips? He has a certain knack of making you feel guilty and indebted to him. Now, indebted to him, he feels obligated to give in to whatever he wants, especially when it reminds you of that thoughtful gesture he's done for you lately. When every gesture comes with strings attached, it may be a time to cut the cord. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mack Show, we're talking about toxic relationships. I do have a caller that wants to speak in. Caller 83288. Caller, you're on with Diva Mack. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Diva, this is Margina.
Hey, Margina, how you doing, sister? Today we're talking about toxic relationships. What do you want to say today about this topic?
Well, let me tell you this. Everything you're saying it helped me already, and I can tell the world that I'm that friend that you was talking about, and I can say glory to God that toxic relationship is over. But one mistake, the one thing that God whispered in my ear is stop giving marriage material to single relationships, because
yes,
that's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I was doing. Giving my marriage, my marriage material, you know, we have to prepare ourselves. And I would ask myself, what do I need to be doing while I'm waiting on my Boaz? Because God said it ain't good for man to live alone. So it's not bad for me to want to have a relationship. But what's bad for me is to just jump in a relationship that come in and jump in like head first, like giving them all I got, bathing them, cooking for them, and doing this. So I know I'm a true queen, but I thank God for you, Diva. You just keep doing what you're doing. What you're saying is so true. I mean, you're breaking it down to us to where we can understand. We really need more people like you on radio stations, on TV stations, that's giving the real, because it's a lot of us women and men that are out here that really want to love and wants to be loved. That's so full of love, but we keep bumping into the wrong people. And like you say, we're being crushed down, we're being torn down. But at the same time, when you know the God I know, when you're down to nothing, you're always up to something. So thank you again, and I'm still
right,
listening.
Right. Let me say this before you get off right quick, Margina. Now, we were talking about giving, and you all heard of his say first on the Diva Max show, we were talking the other day, giving your, as a woman, a lot of times we want to give that man that we're in a relationship with, and I tell women this all the time, you can't give that man, if he ain't put a ring on it and that's not your husband, stop giving him the services that you would give to your husband. Stop providing for that man that's not your husband, because you're going to be doing that all the time. So when you do get your husband, you're not going to have nothing else. You're going to become bitter, and you're going to get to the point where you're not going to even want to be married. You're not going to even want to be in a relationship, because you've already given every bit of you to every man that you have. So what do you have left to give to your husband?
Mm-hmm.
And so with her saying that, because it's the truth. And then what happens is a lot of time is when we have to understand, when you're dealing with a man, you need to spend time to talk to that man and understand that man and stop making demands of that man. Understand where he come from. Get a background on this man. I'm not saying you got to go pull a background with the, you know, you may need to, depending on who the man is. But I'm saying talk to that man so you can see, because a lot of times what happens is a lot of these men are bitter. You talk about women being bitter, but there are a lot of men that are being bitter. They've been hurt in the past. They're bringing mm-hmm. that baggage into the relationship, and they're saying, no, I'm not, I'm over. But if you listen to that man and you watch his actions, you can tell that that man has not gotten over something that has happened to him in his past, and he's still mm-hmm. dealing with it. And sometimes we as women, we went through a lot of stuff coming up as a child and being molested and dealing with men that we don't know how to adjust in a relationship, because we've already been battered and abused as a young child, as a young girl. So we're looking for something, and a lot of women in search of something. They're going, I don't know why I can't do well in relationships. I don't know why every relationship I've been in has failed, because some of those relationships that you've been in, you may have very well been that problem. You can drive a person to becoming a toxic person.
Yeah.
And people don't, and as women, we have to understand that, because a lot of times we talk, like I told you all last night when we were in rehearsal, I said, we are geared and driven on emotions and how we feel. Everything is about how we feel, what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, what we're going to do this day. I don't feel this way today, so I'm going to wear my hair up. I don't feel that way, I'm going to wear me some pants today. You know what I mean? And men are more logical thinkers. So what we got to do for the man that we're with, Margina, and moving forward, it's okay. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be. You can date men. You can date them and get to know them and allow them to get to know who you are and love you. Start loving you, and you owe it to yourself to cover your heart until you feel comfortable. You can be that way. A lot of times you go, well, I don't want to be, you know, I want to be open and I want to love and I don't want to hold nothing back. Sometimes you got to hold back so that you can get everything that you do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to hold
back.
You got to cover your heart. You got to protect yourself, or you'll find yourself needing someone to hold you every time you get in these toxic relationships. You'll jump into another because you're needing somebody to hold you and get you through, and just to get you through to the next toxic man, and then hold you to the next toxic man. So you need to start shielding your heart, because you owe it to yourself until you are really ready to give someone your and they've worked, and that man has put in everything that he can to get you. I'm not talking about the ones that they represent to show up.
Oh, yeah.
They tell you everything. Yeah. You want to take you out to eat and everything, and then to act like they like your kids and stuff like that. And then when they get you, they really tell you, bitch, I'm going to hurt you. Not
oh,
them.
Yeah.
or they tell you about the Bible. Watch out for them. You got those that can quote the Bible and everything, but we know, like everybody knows, the devil knows the Bible back and forth. So you got to be careful, and you got to pray for that man. You got, if that's the man you want, you got to pray for that man. You got to ask God to lift that man up. You got to ask God to work on that man, mind, body, and soul, and his spirit. And you want to be spiritually connected with a man. We're not talking about sexually, because everybody can have sex, you know, and you can do all those things. But my thing is, when you are spiritually connected with that man, well, if that man loves you, he's going to come back to you, because he can't get that from nobody else but you.
Yeah.
So if you, and I hope that helps you out, sister, but you on your way, and God bless you. We know we always praying for you. And understand, Marjane, you owe it to yourself first to be healthy, happy, and successful. And don't let nobody hold you back. And when you realize you're in a toxic relationship, you pump the brakes on that thing. Say, hey, hold up. I smell smoke, and it's in this car.
Yes, I just got in an accident because I hit my brakes so hard. So thank you so
much. Lord Jesus, be careful, and you come on to rehearsal so we can talk.
All right, I'm on my way, baby. I'm there.
All right, keep on tuning in. Tune in to the next show. If you just tuned in, we're talking about toxic relationships. We're talking to Marjane Urson. She'll actually be out starting to play this Saturday called Last Sunday at South Point Baptist. You all got to come out and see her. She is so super funny and talented, and I'm so glad she's getting it together and allowing God to speak to her, because a lot of times we're saying, I can feel it in my spirit, but sometimes you got to say, that's just you. Ain't your spirit, all right? Here on the Diva Mac Show, if you just tuned in, we're talking about toxic relationships. And we have caller calling in, 832-665, area code here on the Diva Mac Show. Caller, you're on with Diva Mac. Who am I speaking with?
This Ruby, don't be putting my phone number all on the air now.
I did. I said 832-665. Caller, you're on with Diva Mac. I don't think they can figure out the last four.
They probably can. I'm so,
see, what's
I'm
going
so
on? We're talking about today, toxic relationships. What's your input on the topic today?
Oh, baby, you know what? I almost want to give up on relationships. It seems like every relationship I get in is sick. And what I find myself doing is, however the previous relationship was, I would avoid those things in the next relationship. But I would find myself with a new set of issues. Like, okay, the last, you know, fella that I dated, you know, he had several children, and then so I would, and whatever, for whatever reason, the relationship wouldn't work. So the next guy that I date, I don't want him to have no children, you know. And then in this situation, this particular fella would not understand the fact that I was a mother. So if it was certain things that we couldn't do, and you can't come to my house because my children live with me, or I can't go out with you every night because I got to do homework and dinner, you know, so we would have those kind of issues. So I would date another guy and say, all right, well, I want one that have kids, but that's a father and that's understanding, you know. I mean, and it just go on and on and on. If I would try not to approach one, I would approach another. So every relationship I get in be toxic. So, and now I find myself not wanting to be in a relationship, and I don't push for a relationship, and I entertain, so to speak, the guy, not the guy that I want, but the guy that wants me. And it seems to be working. So, you know, I'll give you an update on, you know, on a later date.
Okay, well, let me say this to you before you go. Now, I was told by a married woman, she's like 80-something years old, and she's been married to her husband about 60-something years, right? She said, you marry the man that loves you. And you know, what if I don't love him? Let me break something, because you have so many stipulations, and that's, and what you do is you're carrying emotional baggage into each relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
No.
Okay, think about it. Well, I was in this relationship with this person, and he had this, so I said, the next one, I'm not going to do this. And then I was in a relationship with this person. Well, he had this, but then we had this problem. So then the next one, I went in, so I didn't want him to have this. So you're caring, but what you got to do is you got to allow. Don't get to the point where, because you'll end up missing out on your blessings. You have to allow yourself first. Do you love yourself?
Indeed.
And then, but I'm asking the next question. How do you know you love yourself?
Well, because I put myself first. Like, what I want is what matters. And if I'm in a relationship with someone and there's an issue, I don't know. I'm not gonna do things that are gonna you know, spark my integrity or, you know, stuff like that. Like, I love myself. I do for me. I cater to me, and I love me, and I do what is best for me.
Right. And I'm going to say this, those of y'all that listen out here, I'm talking to Ruby, and she's saying that, you know, she's gotten to the point where she don't even want to be in a relationship, and she's at the point where she's with the guy that she's not in a relationship, but she's with the guy that wants her, not the guy that she necessarily wants. And that's okay. That's okay for whatever you want for your life. And I want to say this, whatever's okay for you is okay for you, because you got to live your life how you want to, but to never give up on relationships. And a lot of times when we put our guards down, and it, like I told Margene, it's okay to cover your heart because you owe that to yourself, because this is your life. But going forward, when you do meet that person, and you'll never know, because we'll never know who we're dealing with until we're dealing with them, is to let go of everything that you've been through in the past and allow that man to be that man, and just see who that man is before you actually get into a relationship with him, get into a friendship. And when you befriend that person, you have opportunity to see who this man really is as a father, as a person, just as a man. And a lot of times we're not dating men. We're dating adult males, and that's a total different from dating a man, because a man builds up his character and how he lives and his morals and all that. And when you're just dating an adult male, he don't give a damn about nothing. Not his children, not how he living, who he with. He doing it for the moment, and that's all he's enjoying is that moment in time. And then some of us just become a part of that moment. So my thing is, moving forward, and my advice would be is to just let go all that baggage that you've been carrying into each relationship, because that's what it sounds like. I'm just, you know, I'm carrying this into this, and, you know, then I look for that. Like, but you're still carrying that in your mind, so it's going to still echo in your mind on each time. So when you look at it, you look at every relationship as being toxic. And I'm glad that you notice when you're in toxic relationships, because a lot of people don't realize when they're in toxic relationships, and they'll continue to go back to it, and it'll just become a pattern, just become a part of them, of their life, and they'll continue to be in it each and every time. So we appreciate that here, Ruby, on the show today. We thank you for your time.
All right. I will see you.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. All right, I'll see you later. If you just have tuned in to the Max Show, we're talking about toxic relationships and how to tell if you're in a toxic relationship and how can you get out of it. Because what happens is a lot of times people get in these relationships and they fall in love and they don't know how to get out, and they're crying for help because they want to get out, but they don't know how to get out of these relationships. And the first thing is to realize that you got to love you enough, and you got to not just want to. People say they got to want to, but you got to get exhausted. You got to get so exhausted, not tired, because we can be tired and still do a whole lot of stuff, but you got to get exhausted, because, you know, once you get exhausted, you're done. It's like, I'm exhausted. I can't take it no more. Don't wait till it gets to the point where this person has done something to you, or you end up in the hospital, or you've done something to this person. Not that that person's done something to you, but you find yourself now having to defend yourself by any means, and you're normally not that type of person, because what happened is, and I tell people all the time, is if that person, you can't change nobody. What will happen is that eventually that person will change you. Either you're going to change them or they're going to change you. You'll find yourself being mean. You'll find yourself cursing. You'll find yourself doing things that you normally would not do that are out of character, because then you allow that person to change you that are toxic, and it happens all the time. I've been in a relationship before where I became angry, and I wasn't an angry person. I became that somebody that I didn't want to be, and I said, you know what, it's time for me to get out because this is not me. You know, when you find yourself pulling up to somebody's house and watching their door, something wrong. You like, hold up, this not me. I ain't no stalker. And you find yourself stalking somebody, or you find yourself at somebody's door with a gun, but you ain't got no bullets in it. You ain't got no bullets in the gun, but the fact that you at the door with a gun, you say, hold up, now I'm putting my life in jeopardy, my freedom, behind some ignorance. That's a toxic relationship. It's time for you to get out of it. It's time for you to snap out of it. A lot of people, they end it, they start going to church. If you got to go to church, whatever it is, and people are in fear of being talked about or somebody saying something, because we brag, oh, I met the woman my dreams, and she this and that. Oh, I met the man of my dreams, and we get married, and then you get into that thing, and it ain't what you bragged about, and then you in fear leaving because of what people are going to say. Let me tell you something. One, worry about yourself. Worry about you and your safety and what's going to be right for you. You can't worry about everybody else and what people are going to think about you, because people are going to talk as long as they can talk, all right? Now, Again, let's talk about this. He's your secret lover. If he's your secret lover, but not in a good way, your family and friends don't like the way he treats you, since they are more likely to give unsolicited relationship advice, you're afraid that what they have to say may be the truth. So you tend to avoid talking about him, bringing him around, or involving him in any way with your friends and family. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about toxic relationships. Now, if you want to chime in on the subject, please go ahead and press 1 or call 646-595-2105 here on the Diva Max Show, or you can message me on Facebook. And again, get your tickets. Tickets are still on sale for the reality stage play coming up this Saturday, April 11th at the Midtown Arts Center, last Sunday at South Park Baptist. You can call 281-496-2796. Again, that number is 281-496-2796. If you want to talk about this topic today on the show, toxic relationships, are you in one? Have you been in one? How did you get out? Here on the Diva Max Show, we're going to take a little music break, and we'll be right back as we continue to talk about toxic relationships. And it doesn't just happen in the hood. It happens all over, whether you have money or not. Okay? Here on the Diva Max Show, and I'm your host, Diva Max.
It's the Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Max, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Max Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies. Only mom and day and long.
live on the Diva Max Show. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about toxic relationships. Are you in one? How do you get out of a toxic relationship? How can you identify when you are in one? That song by Tamar Braxton, Love and War. What happens to a lot of people, they be in this love and war relationship, and they love it. You're going, really? There are people out there that thrive on these type of relationships. They love the fighting. They love the chaos. They love the drama. And you're going, no way, yes it is. I know people that personally in my family, if they're not fighting with that person, if there's not drama, then they don't want to be in that type of relationship. They like that whole we fight, we make up, the whole feeling, the crime, my lip is bleeding, but he making love to me, he loved me, he didn't bust me in my head, he mad, I put on a tight dress, he didn't want me to wear it, I wore it anyway, so he tore it off me at the club. They like that, and they don't understand how toxic this relationship is. And believe it or not, even if you sit down and you talk to them about it, they don't want to hear it. But when it comes down to people getting hurt, not just them, but other people that are getting involved, because what happens when people are in toxic relationships, they tend to bring other people into their toxic relationships, meaning family and friends that are there to support them. If they get into it with their mate and they're calling you saying, I'm leaving this time, I'm done, and you go over there and then you end up getting hurt. See, I don't get involved. If you call, you got one time to call me to rescue you. And I'm going to tell you, make sure this is the one time you want to use, because if you go back, I'm not coming back to get you. And believe it or not, that person just hung up the phone and said, okay, I'll call you back later, and they never called me back because they knew they had one time, one chance to use that time, and they decided because they knew that they were going to continue in their relationship, and they just have to get exhausted in it. And what happens is, if you're one of those people that, yeah, that's my ride or die, if she called me, I'm going, and then they didn't shot you up, and they back together at the funeral together, you laid up there in the box because you went out to help them, and they at your funeral crying together. My thing is, you got to tell your friends and family, look, I'm not going to get in your domestic situation. If you need me, I'm going to be there. I will help you. And we're supposed to help our friends and family along the way and talk them through things and try to be there, because when you love someone and you totally give your heart and you believe everything this person is telling you and you believe wholeheartedly that they are being honest and truthful and loving you like you're loving them, to find out that they're not, that just really crushes your spirit. When somebody can rob you of your spirit, we're talking about somebody and they say, this person has hurt me to the core, my spirit is broken. Don't allow somebody to break your spirit, because people will come and break your spirit. And when that happens, it's hard to gather yourself, to think right, and to be in your right frame of mind in order to be able to overcome those obstacles in their relationship. But before you start, your friends start getting involved and family getting involved or getting hurt, you need to think about this before you start pulling people in from the outside into your problems in your toxic relationship, and try to get out of that thing first before you have other people getting involved and getting hurt. And you're still wondering, can this person change? You love them so much, you want to change them, but then you find out that they are changing you. And you want to believe, if I go to counseling, if this person goes to counseling, understand this, if you're talking to your mate and you're saying, hey, I want you to go to counseling, they say, I'm going to go for you, understand they're not going to get it. They have to want to go for themselves, because if they go for you, guess what, that means they're going for you, and they're not going for themselves, so they're not going to get it for them so they can apply it in their life. What they're going to do is tell you, well, okay, well, baby, I went to counseling for you, now can we get back together? Well, girl, he did go to counseling. Yeah, he went for you, but he didn't go for himself. He told you, well, I went to counseling for you, so can we work this out? Because guess what? They continue. They'll stop for a little bit, and they'll go back to their regular behavior. And then you go, okay, so counseling didn't help you. He said, well, shit, I went to counseling because you wanted me to go. I did that for you. They didn't do it for themselves. Sometimes you got to leave that person so that they can get they can be better for themselves. They can't be better for you if they're not good for themselves. And we don't want to understand that, because we want them to love us and understand us, but they can't if they don't understand themselves and they can't do it for themselves. They got to want to do it for themselves first. But let's talk about this. Can toxic relationships be healed? Why do we hold on to toxic relationships? Why do we feel so unworthy of healthy relationships? Why do we and complain over how unsatisfied we are in our lives with the ones we call friends, or and yet do nothing about it, or lovers? What do you think? What do you think paralyzes people in this area? And now, let me step back, because we're not only talking about toxic relationships for us being with a man and a woman. We're talking about your friendship. Some of our friendships are toxic, and you got to understand that some of those friendships, you got to let them go. You got to let your friends go as well, even with family. And understand, you can have a relationship with your mother, your brother, and it could be toxic as well. It could be just as toxic as being as far as being with someone in a intimate relationship. And people don't understand it. Well, that's my mom or that's my brother. And sometimes you gotta let them people go and love them from a distance, because if they are hurting you, you do not have to stand for that. You don't have to stick around because that's your mother or your sister, and they continue to hurt you, and the relationship y'all have is toxic. They're always doing something, saying something to put you down. They're always taking from you.